Again, the number is 800-222-5222. What we're going to do now, though, is talk a little bit about Kathy Griffin. For those of you that perhaps did not see it, I don't see how you could have missed it. Kathy did a video with an artistically inclined photographer with a decapitated head of Donald Trump. There's a video accompanying the picture where she slowly pulls the head up into the frame. And it's done exactly in the manner of an ISIS video. And I don't like that. I object to that. I'm grossed out by the whole thing. I don't think it's appropriate. But I certainly, I advocate on behalf of Kathy's privilege to engage in this behavior if she wishes. Yes, she will get a visit from Secret Service. Yes, she has apologized. She said, I moved the line. It was inappropriate. I then crossed the line after I moved it. She's a comedian. That's her job. That's what she's supposed to be doing. Now, there are other sort of ways to look at this, I guess, politically, that are a little more endowed with meaning. But for me, Wendy Patrick, legal analyst, psychologist, theologian, welcome to the program.
Thank you for having me.
You got it. Wendy, for me, I hate the response to what Kathy did a lot more than I hate what Kathy did. So again, this mob reaction occurs. The mob develops on social media. The mob will not stop its role until its bloodlust is satisfied. And that these days includes somehow interfering with her way to make a living. Now, we're in a capitalist society where they can interfere by using their feet and just not going to her shows. But why do we live in a time when it's okay for a mob to substantively harm people? Why is that any different than people walking up to somebody and punching them in the face?
Yeah, you know, I think what makes it a little bit different in this case is the power of visual imagery. And, you know, one of the things to Kathy's credit is she came out immediately and apologized, said they'll take the photos down. But, you know, this reminded me of the what Madonna said at the Women's March. Remember, she said, I thought an awful lot of blowing up the White House. Now, one of the things you did not see in response to what she did is the kind of public response that we see here. And that perhaps is because of the difference. Looking at that image that was on, it's been taken down, thank God, from everywhere.
Yeah, well, certainly, once things are down from the internet, they're gone, right? Taken down, gone, vanished. Things don't stick to the internet.
And that's the problem, is to get that image out of our minds, especially, as you mentioned, in light of the fact that that is the way ISIS operates, makes this case a little bit different. Everybody knows on a logical level that she's got a right to free speech, but viscerally and emotionally, that seems to be overriding what we already know was her right to do.
Yeah, so it's her right, it's her privilege. It is sort of outside the bounds of decency, right?
Understatement, yes.
Well, is that an understatement? Tell me why it's an understatement. Because
we live in a day and age where there's different standards, and some people argue those are applied differently. And sometimes people argue, well, it depends on who does and says what. Sure, she's a comedian, but it seems, and I'm going to say recently, maybe the last 5 or 10 years, it seems like we live in a politically charged climate where some certain kinds of phrases and expressions today may not have been even controversial as recently as 10 years ago. But we live in a day and age where people are very offended over less. And when you see things take on a life of their own, whether it's something that a comedian says, an athlete says, it seems that the court of public opinion will arrest, try, and convict somebody before they ever see a court of law.
And that's not okay with me. We need to do something about that. And I would further say that this offensive thing is built on the fact that we live in a time when tolerance is so mandated of all types. That's sort of the priority, is being tolerant. That if you disagree with somebody, that's an offense. You have to not only agree with them, you have to actively endorse everything they believe in and every behavior they have, or you're offensive. That's insanity. Yeah. Our friend Dennis Prager pointed that out to me. He said, look, we're not just a time when you have to tolerate people. You have to endorse. You have to advocate. You have to, you have to agree. Or if you don't agree with somebody, you're offending them. And that's really bad.
And you know what's interesting about the point you're bringing up is, in preparation to speak with you today, I actually was looking online to see how many people would be writing in support of what Kathy Griffin did. And I got to tell you, I looked long and hard and had a really hard time finding the counter argument, because one of the things that we're good at as a society is presenting both sides.
Yeah.
It's not just the lawyer in me, it's really what we see. And I just wondered to myself whether or not it was because that image was so gruesome that maybe that distinguished it from some of the off-color remarks and things that people do and say that have gotten other people fired in the past. True. But I wonder if it's that power of visual that just overrides the logic that everybody recognizes she's got a right to speak. I mean, this is not a crime.
Right.
Secret Service, like you said, definitely will be paying her a visit, not because they think she intended to kill the president or incited somebody else to, but because they're required to investigate. They probably investigated Madonna over her remarks as well.